This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukwu. President Draupadi Murmu has stressed on the importance to ensure equitable digital environment that protects rights and dignity of all. Addressing a Human Rights Day program organized by the National Human Rights Commission in New Delhi today, the president said that cyber crime and climate change are new threats to human rights. She said digital era is transformative, but it has brought issues of cyberbullying, deepfake, privacy concerns and spread of misinformation. President Murmu said India stands as a shining example before the world by implementing policies for poverty alleviation, hunger eradication and offering equal opportunities to youth. On the occasion, President Murmu released three publications of the National Human Rights Commission. Acting Chairperson of the National Human Rights Commission, Vijaya Bharati Sayani, said, Human Rights Day serves as a powerful reminder of fundamental rights inherent to every individual, irrespective of their identity or background. The opposition has submitted a no-confidence motion against Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar, accusing him of being partisan in functioning in the House. In a social media post, Congress MP Jairam Ramesh said that the notice has been submitted to Secretary General of the Rajya Sabha. He said that all parties belonging to the India Group have no option but to formally submit a no-confidence motion against the Rajya Sabha Chairman for conducting the proceedings of the House allegedly in a partisan manner. He added that the opposition has taken the step in the interest of parliamentary democracy. BJP MP Sambit Patra today hit out at the opposition parties over disruptions in the proceedings of the House in Parliament. Talking to reporters outside the Parliament, Mr. Patra said that it is unfortunate that they are not allowing Parliament to function. He also criticized the leader of opposition, Rahul Gandhi, for his conduct in the House. President of India Draupadi Murmu will present the National Panchayat Awards for the appraisal year 2022-2023 to the recipients tomorrow at Vigyan Bhavan, New Delhi. This year, 45 awardees have been selected under various categories, reflecting a wide spectrum of achievements in grassroots governance and community development. 1.94 lakh gram panchayats participated in the competition. The National Panchayat Awards serve as a benchmark of excellence, recognizing the exemplary efforts of Panchayati Raj institutions across the country in driving inclusive and sustainable development at the grassroots level. The seventh edition of the Smart India Hackathon, SIH, will begin tomorrow at 51 centers nationwide. Union Minister for Education Dharmendra Pradhan will virtually inaugurate the event. SIH is a nationwide initiative to provide students with a platform to solve some of the pressing problems we face in our daily lives and thus inculcate a culture of product, innovation and a problem-solving mindset. Like past editions, the student teams will work on either the problem statements given by the ministries, departments, industries, or submit their idea in the student innovation category against any of the 17 teams. For SIH 2024, more than 250 problem statements have been submitted by 54 ministries, departments, state governments, PSUs, and industries. A high-level delegation led by K. Satish Nambudiripar, Director General of the Northeast Zone Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, today called on Manish Gupta, Chief Secretary of Arunachal Pradesh, to discuss the progress of operationalization of the upcoming Film and Television Institute at Jodhpur in Papumbare district. The meeting focused on the development of the Film and Television Institute of Jodhpur in Itanagar, which will be the third such institute in the country and the first in the northeastern region. During the meeting, various aspects of the institute, including infrastructure, logistical and administrative support required from the state government and its potential impact on local and regional development, were deliberated. The chief secretary assured full cooperation from the state government in expediting the development of the institute. Later, Mr. Nambudiripar also held a meeting with Mr. Anand Mohan, Director General of Police, Arunachal Pradesh. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.